Now we move to radiculopathy, and this is something that's encountered very frequently all the time. The problem here is obviously the spinal nerve roots. Before we talk about radiculopathy, I want to clarify a couple different points here. There's something called the central canal and the neural foramina. I'm sure you're very familiar with that, but let's make sure that this is clear again and we refresh it. Both of them can become stenosed or narrowed. And just like in the first picture, illustrating picture that you have on your left lower corner, the central canal is where the spinal cord goes, and surrounded by CSF, obviously. And to have a central canal stenosis, either the pedicles or the ligament in behind, or the disc in the front is going to bulge, or ligament is thickened, or something, and this will cause compression on the spinal cord. This is what we call spinal cord compression because of central canal stenosis. And if this central canal stenosis happens in the lower part of the spine, in the lumbar vertebrae, in the lumbar discs, or talking below L2, simply that means that there is no more spinal cord at that level. Spinal cord ends around L1, L2. So if I have central canal stenosis at L3, 4, 5, S1, this will compress not the spinal cord, obviously, but the roots, the lumbar and sacral roots that are still traveling in the cistern down there. And that's what we usually refer to as cauda equina, those roots. This is the cauda equina. So if you have central canal stenosis at the lower level of the lumbar spine, then you're gonna have you do not have spinal cord compression, you have cauda equina syndrome. that's one type, central canal stenosis. The other type would be neural foramina stenosis. The neural foramen is the space where the spinal nerve or the root comes out of the spine, like what we see in the second picture. Again, we're starting from the left going to the right. So if you have stenosis there, this is what's going to give you radiculopathy because we're pushing on a root. That's where radiculopathy happens. Spinal cord compression does not cause a lot of pain, while radiculopathy causes a lot of pain. And when you have neural foramen stenosis, it will push on one root only. Now, if you have stenosis at more than one level, obviously you're going to have more than one root pushed. And so it's either monoradiculopathy, which is usually most of the time that's what it is. When we say radiculopathy, we mean like it's one root. However, we can have polyradiculopathy. So multiple roots, either on the same side or on both sides. Sometimes you have bilateral neural foramen stenosis at the same level. So people may have, let's say, C7 radiculopathy on both sides. Neural foramen stenosis is less concerning than spinal cord, central canal stenosis, because with central canal stenosis we have spinal cord compression. People will have symptoms from that level all the way down. Even with cauda equina, when you have the stenosis, that will compress multiple roots at the same time, that the roots that are traveling down rather than just one root. Another obvious point is that almost always radiculopathy is a mechanical etiology. There's compression. The thoracic spine and the sacral part of the spine, except probably for S1 and rarely S2, those areas you will rarely have radiculopathy in them. It's mostly cervical and lumbar and upper sacral.